Blog Talk Radio.
You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night, the light of when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody, there's something you ought to do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago.
Thank you. And welcome. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We're listening to Yuka Rose from Bali, the song Fever. Well, today it is going to be a little more feverish for you. It's going to be a very positive, really strong, enriching day on Psychics Gone Wild. I've just been informed the phones are full at 773-897-6461. So any and all of you who are listening in, you can always catch us on iTunes. If you go into the iTunes and push on the computer button there. You can pick us up there. You also can get us on that line there on Blog Talk Radio. And we want to thank all of you guys who are listening in. You make it possible. Starting out today, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I know that you guys are really excited. We have a very phenomenal guest who's here, living in Tampa, who's just a really excellent person. We're going to talk to her a little bit and talk about the Qigong that she's involved in, the healing. She's a very strong individual. All of you are going, whoa, Jethro, you've got all these cool people. Well, today with things that are happening, we've got Catherine DeVille. She is not only a certified Qigong practitioner, she's licensed through China and through the Henan University of Traditional Chinese Medicine. You know, and those of you who you're asking me, what is it? We're going to ask Catherine to explain to you. You're going to love it. And sit back and relax a little bit. We'll do some free readings. We're also going to give away a real pearl necklace on a key. We're going to discuss what the pearl does for psychic intuitive and the fact that the key is a way to unlock your magic and your light to be able to use this in your life. So this is a show today on symbols, stones, and fun people. And let's bring in that fun person right now. Catherine, how are you today?
Hey, Jethro. I'm doing great. How are you?
Really great. I thank you. On short notice to come in. You know, you're just a phenomenal person, fun person, and to be able to come in on our Wild Psychics Gone Wild, I give you a warm welcome here. And I've got they're already emailing me and emailing me and some other mailing me, asking me questions here. They're like, okay, now, Catherine, tell them a little bit about, your practitioner, you're licensed through China, and let them know a little bit of who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, thanks, and that song was very appropriate at the beginning, the Fever song, because today the energy is so high, I feel like I've had literally like 10 cups of coffee, and I just had one. So I don't know if you all are feeling it, but big energy day. Or maybe it's just because I'm excited to be here. But Jethro and I had the opportunity to meet about a month ago. I got a reading from him and just had an interesting experience. And then he got to work with some people alongside. We were kind of together he was doing psychic work, I was doing energy work. And he could actually see the differences because Jethro is a seer and he sees auras and colors, whereas I don't. I feel. I know what I'm doing by feel, but it was so extremely satisfying to have Jethro actually see my work and what I've done and be able to talk about it. So I'll share with you kind of, you know, as we go how that happened. But what Qigong is, Qi is energy and Gong is skill. So it's the skillful movement of energy. And about 8 years ago, I was contacted by Spirit through a friend who told me that I had a gift in my hands. So I was like, okay, I don't know what that means. So I started with Reiki, and then for me, I needed something stronger, although Reiki is a very, you know, wonderful tool. And I just kept going down the crumb trail, and I realized there was something going on here. I wanted to at first admit that, you know, this was all just circumstance and it couldn't really be happening, but after a while I had to give in and accept the fact that there were many strange, neat, wonderful things that were going on, so I started to work with it and embrace it. So Qigong is 5,000-year-old ancient Chinese medicine, and those wicked smart Chinese figured out way back then that most illnesses that we have, with the exception of genetic and environmental diseases, we store in certain emotions in specific organs, and they're related to the disease. For instance, we store fear in our kidneys. And if you think about that, it makes sense. Our adrenaline glands are connected to our kidneys, and you know the adrenals are flight or fight usually. So all these make sense. We store worry in the spleen. That's connected to the stomach. That's ulcers and all that, you know, that happens with worry. We store grief in our lungs. We store anger in our liver and sorrow and joy in our heart. And I found all this to be extremely accurate. Diagnosing energy is very nonlinear. I use my hands, senses, and intuition. Those are my tools. And I perform what all my friends call an open MRI, where I actually scan your body, and my hands are approximately, I'd say, 2 to 6 inches off your body. And I'm able to pick up different sensations. They can kind of be like electrical impulses, hot, cold, even sticky, kind of weird feelings, but they're very strong for me. And that alerts me to, oh, there's something going on here. And I'll stop usually and ask the person lying on my table in front of me, or if I'm doing distance work, I'll pick up sensations that way as well. But so I'll ask them, what's going on here? And 9 times out of 10, there is, you know, something, a discomfort, you know, a past surgery or an issue going on in that part of the body. And then I can also start to connect it to their energy system and find out what's going on here, what caused this. So the role of the Oriental physician is more similar to that of a gardener, kind of following the patterns of change, diagnosing disharmony, and restoring balance. So basically what I do is I purge, tonify, and regulate energy. And I prescribe exercises for you to do specific to that organ where there might be energy that's just stuck, and it just needs movement. Sometimes you could, you know, get all types of therapy, and I'm a true believer in all that too, because I'm also a certified life coach. But sometimes you can talk about things to death, and it's not really going to change it. Sometimes energy is just stuck, and it needs to be moved out. And I can help facilitate that change. So, but I'll give you exercises to do for homework to continue that purging and toning and balancing of the energy and of your strength. So it improves your health and personal power and gives you control over your life somehow. All this works. And it's very much connected to the chakra systems. We can talk about that more if the call goes that way, since we have no idea how this call is going to go. So anyway, that is pretty much what I do. So I've been certified through China now as a practitioner for about 6 years, and now I'm adding the life coaching and being able to really dedicate my life to healing and helping people live better.
Very phenomenal, Catherine, and I love what you just, you know, like you said, in which ways it goes there. I do like the fact that we've had a lot of different healers contact us, and I've got all of you guys email me so excited. You're like, you know, they can feel the energy, and that's one thing about Catherine. Her presence and her positive energy is just, it was impressive to me, and it was, as we worked together, seeing individuals, you know, as the healing went through, I have, you know, as you guys know, worked with a lot of different individuals, and it was just impressive to me, because what I was really saw with Catherine, as she was saying there, is that, you know, she does go that extra step. I remember a good almost 15 years ago, I had worked with an individual, and they gave me this list of stuff that I had to do afterwards. And I'm all, you know, buzzing off the energy, and I'm like, I got to what? And they're like, you need to do this and this and continue on. And it was the best, I agree, very, very best diagnosis. We have a lot of individuals who are saying, okay, Western medicine is getting fed up. We always promote, like she said, we promote you to do your things you need to, but also try this as an alternative. How many individuals can honestly say that they have are very madly in love with their doctor, and tomorrow each and everything those people have told them, they're going to live and do with it? We work with them, but we're all finding that one of the great things about alternative medicine, me and Catherine and other individuals, is we're there and we're helping individuals in a way that, you know, it serves its need. I have a question here for you, and I love what our guests, they're like, Catherine, I can tell you're just a very strong individual, very positive, and I have worked with energy for years. My hands are really warm and tingling, and I've always worked with helping others. I really just want to, you brought up chakras. What would you suggest I do, and what items would you think that I should first look at? Just a friend of yours that's listening in from Alberta. Oh, very good, Alberta.
Hmm. Oh, I know who that is. Hi, Bali. I believe it's Bali. Well, the chakras are very real to me. They're as real as your coffee table, first of all. There are seven energetic systems. I call them kind of intake or output valves. They are constantly giving and receiving energy, and each one has a specific job, and they start at the base of your spine. That's your root chakra, and they go up to the top, the crown of your head, all throughout your body, different regions, and they have the different functions. So heart, throat, there's a solar plexus that has to do with your ego. They're all tied to colors of the rainbow. So it's interesting, it's spectrums of light. So I would recommend focusing, maybe even meditating, bringing in your own strength, learning a little bit about the chakras, giving certain colors, meditating, thinking on them, strengthening certain areas of your body where you need, more fulfillment. These are all tied to emotions. If you look them up, they're extremely accurate as well. They all have jobs such as, you know, as just survival is the root one, which makes sense. And as you go up, it's about jobs, money, sex, power. The next is kind of like your drive. Then your heart energy, your throat energy. A lot of us have problems with the throat because we don't get to speak our truth. We work in jobs where we have to, you know, keep things quiet and not say how we feel, and all kinds of throat, neck, shoulder issues are going to happen there. So you could start to, and the color that's associated with that is a turquoise color, so you could wear those kind of colors to help open that up. So I don't know if that's a help to you, but that's what I would recommend to start to bring in your own energies to work with the chakras. And if you're a healer yourself, you can start to work with those on other people as well when you learn about them.
Liz, it looks like she's saying yes. We've got a Brent here from writing us from Oregon, and he's asking that he has for years worked with individuals on the physical realm with helping individuals find their path, and has often wondered that, you know, a lot of healers discuss that they take this path and do it. Did you have anything, Catherine, that was ailing you that you healed yourself, or did you said this calling, was there a way that they really give you a wake-up call is what he's asking? You know what, I think he's asking if you had healing.
Well, for me, it did happen that I was just kind of, you know, given this wake-up call. I wasn't happy in my life, I will tell you that. I knew there was more than just going to work every day, and I just was kind of pretty dissatisfied with that, but I started to just, you know, do the usual ho-hum, I guess this is it. A lot of healers, though, have gone through their own tremendous illnesses to then be able to work themselves through it and talk about it, overcome it, and makes it, they become healers as they are healing themselves. So,
Very good. No, we thank you, Catherine. I'm going to give a few guys on the phone a chance. You've got a bunch of you, and you've been on since we started. We want to thank all of you. We have heard the lines are going crazy. Call 773-897-6461. I know that right now we don't have a full queue. We've had it over full, and it keeps going up and down. It may be the energy. It's what Catherine was saying when we first started. It is very high. We had friends today that came, stopped in. We talked for a little bit, and it was like the energy was so intense that I know everyone is just, we're feeling it very strong. 484, you're on live. How are you today?
Hi, Jethro. This is Tonetta calling you. It's been so long.
Tonetta, you wild one. I'm so glad you called in on 773. It has been. I heard that you had, and it wasn't psychically, but I heard that you were a little sick on us.
What do you mean sick?
They said you were not feeling real up to par.
Oh, yes. Months ago, back in February, I had a mass removed from the top of my scalp. That had to be surgically removed. It had to be tested for cancer. It came back non-cancer, thank God. And, you know, I'm doing okay now. So here I am.
I'm glad you're back, and I knew with the energy, and I ask when the angels tell me with this and the other stuff we're getting here, they're also letting me know that you called it a perfect day here. We've got a healer here, so we're aiming those questions there. I know you usually ask us about love, but would you mind here for, you know, would you give Catherine one of those questions in that area? I'm sure that Catherine can do love, too, but, you know, as Scorpios, we get in trouble when we mix our drinks. No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing Catherine. But would you like to ask Catherine a question here on something with health or something that you'd like?
I wanted to ask her a question regarding my visions, because I'm very psychic myself, and I have the ability to see, and I would like to know what she's feeling about the visions that I had in towards the last week of July, if they're going to come to pass soon, because normally they come to pass between 1 to 3 weeks, and it's been about 2 weeks, and I have not seen this come to pass as of yet.
Good.
Well, I appreciate the question. I'm going to probably defer a little bit more to Jethro on that, just because that's a little more in his realm. Although, if you think positively, you can bring in any of your visions, would be my answer to you.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you. You know, Catherine's very gifted. She's a little shy. You know, but we tease her. She knows too with the energy. They're telling me that it is going to be a little bit off, a little bit with it on it. And it is one of those excellent things that this is a good conversation, and it brings up a lot with different psychics. We either go one way or the other. We believe we can really read for ourselves, or we believe someone else should do it for us. I feel with you that you're on with your vision, and I don't think what they're showing me is I feel that you've always been able to sense with your life, and it comes to pass. But you've had some times that sometimes it doesn't come about exactly as your vision. Am I correct?
Normally the vision comes as I see the vision. Like I've seen my mom in a hospital bed with a gown on, and that happened within 1 week. She was in the hospital bed with the gown on. Normally when I have the vision, it happens between 1 to 3 weeks, and it happens as I see the vision. So the three visions that I had towards the end of July is regarding a man, and he's moving in my home. He's moving his belongings in my home, and I've seen specific items that he's moving in, and I see him living in the home and cooking food in the home, and I see what he's wearing as he's cooking the food, and I see the color of his shoes that are in my bedroom closet on the right-hand side. So I have very graphic details of what he moves in and what he's wearing as he's moving the stuff in.
I love what your angels are telling me, because they are saying that this is all coming there. And I'm going to say yes, because I also see two other things that happened here. And thank you for doing this over the air. I know people are like, we do this live. And I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, my gosh. Well, through the years of reading here over the phone, I've gotten to know some of you. It is how we go with the person. What they were showing me here, and I had you do a little more there, is they're showing me the other manifesting. You have manifested this man back into your life. You have brought him from some depths where you had some competition here with this other person. It wasn't like you were competing with her on woman-to-woman basis. You were spiritually competing on, you're opening your doors, you and this man are together, and other things are happening. And now what they're showing me with the energy is that this person is going to be there. So I'm going to stay very much that it is also coming into it. They're also showing me that it looks like your visions are very quick, so I still see this within 3 weeks. They're telling me 3 weeks with you. They're also telling me you have got some other energy here. And I apologize to you new listeners as I get faster talking. This is how the energy works with me. I have a very high, rapid energy rate. So I've got people going, oh, my God, what is he saying? They're going nuts. what it, and I'm telling you, as I, and I'm talking to you, Tonette, there is that it's telling me that you also have had some other experience, and what they're showing me is that I do get with him being in, but I also get that you're seeing some other stuff going on. And I did feel that this is because you were very sick, and that's what they talked about, and it was good to hear you back on the phone, but also they're telling me that your health is going through some kind of a springboard thing, that as you're getting more psychic attuned, you've got to make sure you're putting more of the physical things out. I mean, do you know that? You should be wearing a lot of, and I know people are going to laugh and say Jethro's a gold digger. I'm not. What I'm going to tell you is you need to be wearing a little bit of ruby. Ruby helps protect your, not only your heart, but it's a very strong psychic protection. And I know garnets do the same thing. I don't want to get into a stone argument today. But I'm telling you, why I'm saying ruby is ruby's very noble. It's very strong. And I feel what's happening here is this happens with different psychics. For years, I did it myself. Those of you who knew me in Colorado, I worked like a madman in some really phenomenal places there in Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs. But what would happen is I would give out this energy, and I had my light on, and I was getting my energy down through me, so I thought with the abundance, it was always plentiful. And I found out that without those protections, our bodies, and this is going to cause a fight, go ahead and email me, I'm in the mood today. when you feel the energy rolling through you, Tonette, don't you sometimes feel your body feel really, really good, like a, I would say not a sugar buzz, but an actual euphoric love feeling?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, and you're helping, and I apologize using you as our person, but this helps so many of our listeners. Well, what happens is you're getting that really high energy, and you, those of you, I've got a lot of you learning psychic from me. Then as we get done, our bodies go. So you can stop, and you can do your energy and go on about your day. That flow is still open. Now, Catherine, you're a healer. Isn't it true that if someone's healed with energy and they aren't sealed back or shut up, their energy will still keep bringing energy in?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it takes a while,
it can be a couple of days even to integrate.
And so what happens, see, and this is where you're learning here from us, is, okay, you're out doing the energy, and you close your energy and say, okay, I'm done for the day. I've had my, and I laugh. I used to call them my little memos. It's like, I've had my little memos from the angels. Thank you for, the blessing about my life. Go about my business. Well, without that light completely shut down, and it takes two sometimes to shut that down for a while, what happens is physically. So definitely, I'm going to tell you some rubies and stuff, and the reason I'm getting that is I feel that you're going to even strengthen up. I got a blessing. I better get invited to this wedding. You guys keep calling me, and I like cookies and cake, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you're all shy. You've never been shy in 14 months, Tonette. You just got scared. Is there something about the wedding bell that makes you scream mama? You just got really quiet.
So wait, are you saying that me and Daniel are going to be married down the road here, Jethro? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I wouldn't have you do a service just for fun and giggles. This is the real thing. That's what I'm feeling. That was really cute. I didn't mean to scare you that much. Now come back to breathing with us. But yeah, and that's what they're telling me. It's all in that making. And you've cleaned a lot of things out there for both of you too. And I feel that they're also telling me that Daniel's got something else that has to be dealt with. And those are there. But I do see that later on.
So. Okay, so probably by the end of August, beginning of September is when he moves in, Jethro. Is that what they're saying to you?
That's what they're saying, and so that's what I'm getting, and that's what we're going to stick with. And I thank you. I got to roll on. There's other people shoving and kicking here, and they're pushing buttons.
Okay.
I don't think are.
I will call you back, and I'll let you know the good news, Jethro.
Thank you. I want, and you know where to reach me, 773-897-6461. Thank you for calling. I didn't mean to make you kind of step back. That wedding thing, you kind of did the jump back girl song.
That's right.
Well, we love you. We're going to let you go. Please go into psychicsgunwild.com and put in for that contest. It's a real one. I bought a very nice necklace. I'm going to give it away to one of our listeners today. It's very beautiful. It's a key, which those of you who know the symbology of key is it is a symbol that brings and opens many doors. It's a magic symbol that also means luck and positive. It is a genuine pearl that is put also pearl is for clarity, sincerity, and getting to know your own self, looking within. So wearing the pearl on a key is going to give you those two things, your own magical clarity of looking in yourself. We gave one away last week, and I know I can say the winner here was in California. Ashley has wrote me and said it was a very beautiful necklace. She liked it. I do know it's sterling silver. You wrote about that. It is silver. I don't buy cheap stuff. I'm glad that I hope for you. If it does turn your neck green, I'm sorry, but it is silver. So I don't know. I've never had that problem. Catherine, do you know if silver turns your neck green?
It shouldn't. I think it's more gold that does that to people.
Okay. See, that's where I have to say I am. Okay, good. So it's silver. So, and if your neck turns green, otherwise, check with your water. There may be, no, I'm teasing you. It shouldn't. I have heard of this. I will tell you that I've had watches that will turn my arm different things, but it's the metal and the psychic ability. Sometimes when you guys are very tuned or gifted, sometimes jewelry won't. I know that, good example, most of the girls in my family wear fingernail polish under all of their jewelry, because no matter what they wear, it will turn, it's just like it becomes irritable to them. And they've told us it's the different enzymes, different energies, and I've had a lot of psychics. I can stop a watch or start it. I used to do it as a kid until my parents got annoyed with it. But what I really suggest you guys is, you know, just keep checking. And, Catherine, let's take another one. I'm rattling my lips off, and they're waiting.
No, this is pure psychics gone wild. This is what you do, Jethro. It's great.
That is. 215, you're on live. How are you, 215?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. We welcome you here. You're on here with me and Catherine DeVille, and you are?
Oh, I'm Jackie.
Jackie, I welcome you. Do you have a question you'd like to ask, Catherine?
A medical question.
Or sure. You can ask a psychic question, whatever makes you smile.
I don't know. I feel like jittery today, and I don't know why exactly. I don't know what's going on with me.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I thought that I was just nervous about this show, and I'm really not, because I know what I'm talking about. I love, you know, talking with Jethro. It's like, you know, I'm sitting in his living room with him. But I am so amped up today, I can't even explain it. And I actually, talking about stones, Jethro, I was like, I need some stones on me bad. And this was the first time ever I have so strongly put this stone on and literally felt like, you know, you're thirsty and you need a cup of water or something so bad. I have a lapis, lazuli from Bolivia that I put on my neck, and I immediately got chill bumps all over. It started to ground me, calm me down. It's like I can't catch my breath today either. So I honestly think there's really just some big, big things going on right now.
I feel like I get like this when this is terrible, but I feel like I get like this when I'm getting bad news.
Well, it could be that you're sensitive to something like that, but see, at this point, I would work with you and shift your energies, because if you feel that, you're actually bringing that in. You see, your vortexes are saying, okay, where's the bad news? It's got to be coming, and then your chakras and all the energy start spinning and start looking for the bad news, and guess what it's going to attach to? Bad news. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would really just ground your energy and actually just ground it and say, no, this could be really good positive energy that you could turn in another direction and use to move forward with something, a project you've been wanting to do or something. Just kind of ground it a little bit and get calmer and then refocus the energy on something great. No bad news.
Okay.
Okay? I hope that helps.
Yeah, my dad is in a nursing home, and I don't know if, you know, he's getting ready to transition, and I don't know if, I don't know if that had anything to do with it or what.
I don't think so, and if it is the case, you need to be grounded and be there for him, so.
It's not going to be today, just on judging how he was today.
Well, it's a big time for people to make transitions and stuff right now, too. I mean, we just had this on the 8-8, so just Thursday, was what they call the Lionsgate portal. But it is a big energy and energetic lineup of planets have been happening a lot this year. So, and solar flares. I mean, I know that all sounds crazy, but it's really not. It does affect our bodies way more than we know. So Yeah, I'm speaking to myself too. I mean, I probably should quit drinking coffee. I love it, but I think this is adding a little to my jitters. But literally, I looked at the coffee can thinking, what did they put in this stuff today? Like so I feel the same. I don't know if any of you callers on the line feel the same, but it might just be in the air today. So let's all maybe take a deep breath and kind of just shift the energy down a little bit. Kind of, we amped it up last night, Jethro. Maybe we amped it up too high. We did a circle and we were all together. Maybe we need to tone it down just a little bit now for all of us to take a deep breath. So good luck with everything in your life.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I agree very much. And I, you know, anytime you do, I've talked to different individuals, do a little bit of lavender. You know, that's an herb that works with your nose. It's a very positive energy. It'll relax, bring it down a little level. Geranium's another one. And I do agree very much with this energy that is. There's an anxious energy out there. So a lot of us associate it with something coming. And it's like the part of this energy is that with the planet transition, we've got a lot of blessings. Those of you who've been keeping track, Jupiter just went right and from retrograde to, the regular course, I always want to say right grade. I guess that sounds like I'm a highway patrolman. But what it's doing is it's going the right way. Yes, I'm sober. Don't be giving me a bad time, people in New York. But what they're teasing me, they're writing me and saying, Jethro, what are you drinking today? I'm drinking healthy coffee. I know, that's really good. But what I've got happening is that the energy is going so intense. For me, as you guys know, a very fast talker, really strong energy. The energy is also putting out a very tickling buzz. And so I agree with what Catherine said. We did a lot of energy. We got home last night and there was a tornado warning and my phone kept doing this beep and it made me laugh because I could have danced to the pulse of it. It was an annoying song. At first it was like beep, beep, beep. Pretty soon I'm like, okay, about the third time, I'm like, I can do this, a little bit of rhythm, a little bounce, and I can make this thing, I can roll with it. I could dance and just move with it. And we laughed, Kay, you know, Kay, my girlfriend's like, what are you doing? I go, I can dance to this. It's maybe a warning, there may be a tornado. She goes,
that is going with the flow, Jethro.
Well, yeah, I'm just like, okay, go ahead. I can't. You want to beep me? You want to go crazy? Fine, phone. I'll dance to it. And I think that's part of what all of us are also. There's a test going on for all of us metaphysically. And I've had 14 people. I looked here about 18 on Facebook. A lot of you guys are writing me. Why is it testing us? It's not like that they sit up there and the angels are going, okay, pick and prod them like the turkey at Christmas until we feel you're ready to come out of the oven. What they're doing is they're putting energy in. I know you guys are like, your visualizations, Jethro. What they're doing is they're putting in this energy and they're putting in this strength. So, okay, who do you look to when you've got things happening? All of us have our different ways. One thing we were talking about, just bringing in the energy. What do you want in your life right now? If you're feeling a lot of apprehension, it's coming, and know it's a blessing. And I love what Catherine said. Wherever you're thinking is where it's manifesting or bringing in. Okay, great. It's coming, and you put that energy all focused into that positive blessing you want. I had a friend tell me, they go, I landed for a star, hit a moon, so I didn't do so bad. That's how you want to look at it. You want to go, I'm putting out this energy. Because with Jupiter in transition, and we've got Saturn right now in Scorpio, which means all of us are in karma. It's a scary thing for me and Catherine. We're both Scorpios. It means that all of the things we've done in all of our lives is now here looking at us. And it's been, they said, within the last, I can't remember how many thousands of years, this alignment has not been in place. So think about thousands of years that we've been living in souls. Now that karma is staring us right in the face. So we're like, karma, were we a good person to you? I made a joke. I said, I hope I dated karma all right. And I, you know, did, you know, tip the wait staff and everything that night. And everything went crazy. And then I realized karma has to have a sense of humor. Think about it. She deals with us humans and that energy, that light, and our lives going through. So that's how I'm going to joke with it. Because our friends Libra, those of you listening to me, and Dina Flanagan, Dina's like, it was in my sign last time, and she thought it was so funny. Remember a couple weeks ago when she joked with me? Ha-ha, Jethro, Saturn's coming your way. It just left Libra, and my life's crazy. Well, that's what it's
You know what
is.
Else, Jethro?
Yes.
Not to interrupt you, but I was thinking as you were talking, too, about all the energies. This is also a very clearing energy, so that is probably what's bringing the anxiety. Or actually, it's a good time to really just clear out old energy that no longer suits you. Really good time to meditate and just say enough, you know, and really release it, and then make room for all the new good that's coming. So that's a lot of what the anxiety is as well. I have a friend that is, you know, a flight attendant, and she showed up for work on the 8-8, which was that Lionsgate portal. And I know she's on the call, so she's probably laughing, but she was trying to drag herself to go do a flight, and everybody looked at her and said, "You look ashen. You need to go to bed." So she went to the clinic, and sure enough, you know, she ended up having to just go home, and she's just crashed in bed. So, and she's normally a high-energy person. So this energy can kind of take you down, too, if you need to just heal and clear.
Love that. You know, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We get what we need, like you said. I love it. And Catherine, I think that's the best event from a healer and like you said, a person. I had someone tell me, they said, you know, all these things are happening, and they kept fighting, like you said, that what they needed was a rest. Once they come out of it, it was very strong. But that's what their guides mm-hmm. were doing. They were doing that energy. We're going to grab another phone and be polite, but 845, you're on live. How are you, 845?
Hi, Jethro. It's Diana. I haven't spoken to you in months and months.
And where have you been? No, I'm teasing, you know.
All over the place. I'm hooking my nephew and the two little ones that they lost their mom over the holidays. You had said to me that my lawsuit should come to resolution like around September, and that a man will come into my life during the summer. And, yeah, that's happening. I mean, the depositions are going on, in a few weeks from now. And I did meet someone, and I opened my heart chakra, and he swept me off my feet. And then he said, "Not ready for a relationship. Got to take a break." And then I broke my ribs 2 weeks ago, and it's just been like, okay, enough. I'm done. So now I'm out of work, and it's just been overwhelming.
Oh my goodness! And I'm glad I was right, but I wish it had been better news. I mean, we got to work with who's writing your book. We got some stuff going here. I love the angels are showing me with you, and I thank you for calling me again and getting with me. They're showing me the strength happening there. Do you have a question for Catherine on health? Because I am doing a little bit of reading for you too.
Just health wise, I mean, I've had a lot of issues going on, and in the last couple of months, and I know a lot of it's like stress related, so. I'm trying to, you know, think positive, put that positive energy out there, eat better, et cetera. So.
Well, thanks for calling in. Did you say, is your name Anna?
Diana.
Diana, okay. Diana, one thing I will say, it's very interesting. You said you broke some ribs recently?
Yes, I did. And then 2 days later, Mr. Wonderful says, "Oh, I don't like to answer anybody," and he's got a lot of things, troubles going on with his kid and stuff, and I was just, like, blown away. I was like, okay,
well,
open my heart chakra, and now he needs
don't
break.
You find that interesting, though, that you actually opened up your heart chakra so big you cracked a rib? And I think that he just couldn't handle it, and there's a way more Mr. Wonderful than that's waiting, but you actually, you cracked yourself wide open, so you're going to be doing some major healing now as well. I mean, there's not an accident that's where it cracked, because your ribs hold together, your heart, your lungs, all that area, right? That's your protector.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting for you on that. So just heal, take your time. And you just, there's some big stuff going on for you. And I'll let Jethro take it from there.
I agree, and I thank you for calling. You got to call in more often. We could have warned you. See,
yeah.
This is why you guys
thank
is radio. I love you guys calling me, but I give you the radio out real quick. And if you notice, Diana, I always try to give you that little bit. And I had someone tell me, they said, "Well, you know, I got my reading from you on there. We got to really get into this because this gentleman and you, we could have do some other free will here." And so when you guys get a reading, I'm so glad. And I thank you for letting me know the accuracy. I had someone tell me, they said, "Well, Jethro, you don't seem surprised." I go, "Well, if I would be surprised if it was, and I sound arrogant, and I don't want people to take that, but I am good." And what I love with
he is good.
thank you very much, Catherine. What I love what the angels are telling me with you, Diana, is that you're also going through some other situation here, and it isn't just the heart chakra. That kundalini is going nuts. They've also got a person here. You're going to have a relationship thing now between two. You're going to have two men, and you've got to pick which one is the right intent. And they're showing me that too. And it's going to be between two men in love with you. And they're making a joke. They said around Christmas, look out, because Santa's not the only one trying to climb down the chimney, if you know what I'm saying. You're going to have to – I'm going to get embarrassing now. If your children, please turn off the radio, because Jethro's got to talk to Diana. But I've got people complaining already. Why do you call psychics gone wild and want we your cash? That's over on Robert whatever his name is show. What we do here is we get serious. What I feel with you is that they're saying that this energy is these two men are going to be going through this other energy. I see you're going to be trying to take it cash. You don't mind the physical, but if they, for you, you're one of those individuals that when you, like this, when you really care, it's got to be intense. And it shows me that these two men are going to be kind of fighting a little bit over you, and you're going to be, it's, don't get offended, but it's funny. They show you like you want to do the ballet and you're real delicate, and then you just reach out and go cha-cha-cha right on his head, which tells me, the guys are showing me in symbol that you're going to be like, okay, I want to be with someone who treats me good and classy, but I don't want to deal with this. There's some other stuff going on there. They're telling me that this transition for you is also why the rib cage, the other energy happened for you, and there's another pull from someone in the past again. You've got somebody, and I don't get offended, but I call them my little scary ones. When they're in the past and they love you and they won't deal with stuff, they're a scary one, because if you won't deal with it, then get out of here. I mean, I've had people laughing.
Oh, my God, well said. I said to him, I said, you know, I just need to let you know that I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I told Ricky, you scare me, because I haven't let my heart, I haven't opened my heart until I met him, and I don't know if he'll be back, I just don't know, but right now, everything, finances, my life is a wreck right now, so.
I feel that.
Healing.
Definitely get a hold of Catherine. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. I know that you can do this through the phone. I would sure, because I know as gifted as you are now,
absolutely,
you do Skype.
Yes.
So
yeah, and we can do it over the phone. You know, if there's a group of people too, if you don't live near me, I can travel anywhere really, and come to do some workshops. I love teaching about energy. I'm an energy junkie, so any way I can be involved with it and helping people to learn about it and experience it and shifting it is my job. So I had the fantastic good fortune of acquiring a wonderful domain name, and it's called intuitivemind.com. So intuitivemind.com. And I just purchased it, so I have a web designer working with me, but it's going to be greatly enhanced. But right now I have a nice landing page, though, set up with all my contact information there. You can call me directly. And you can also sign up for my monthly newsletter. So put your email in so I can stay in touch with you as well. So that would be really great. Thank you, Jethro.
No, welcome, and thank you. And those of you, now this is what I want to get with you guys. Now you call, we get you a little bit of time on the radio. Do get with the individuals. I've given her my seal of approval, and I don't do that with everyone. We will have one of those shows one of the days when Jethro gets down and dirty and tells you some of the people do not go to. I am very much about this. I am wild, but I'm very blunt and honest. I've had some individuals who were not, and they were nice people, but I don't want to go just be tickled in the energy. I don't want to sit there after we walk out of it and go, the sun come out, the moon went down. Here's your fortune. Well, we knew that. That's kind of been happening, since this planet started rolling. So I want you guys to know, when I give the seal of approval, check Catherine out. Go over there, get the time, do it right, baby, as the song says. I was so impressed working together that as I'm in Orlando and these people are coming out, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And what was funny was she was so intense with the healing. A lot of them didn't realize all of what was going on. They came in there. She had them going. They'd come out of there, and they're like, oh, my. And it's like, man, Man, that isn't even hurting anymore. Well, that was an extra plus. And this other here was just given to you because Catherine was working with you. There's what the old school is. And, yes, you guys know I'm older than rocks. But what's cool about it is that I like old school. Old school did it. I love new age, but I like it where you feel good and you do it right. You guys, we had the big controversy in Sedona. They don't want the new feel-good. I want the feel-good. I want to come out of a psychic healing where I feel the positive, I feel the energy, I come out of a healing, I'm ready to move and dance. My healer, when she healed me back after my car wreck, they said, you'll have 68% of your stuff back. And everyone knew that the pictures you can see on Facebook, I look like a scary little stick man. I was 118 pounds for a 6-foot-1 man. The crazy thing was this person did the healing on me. I come bouncing out of there. I was dancing in the street. My teacher's with me. He's like, oh, my God, you know, I don't think you were this hyper before the accident. The guides told me, they said, you know, this is what it is. You know, and you work with them. Catherine's that type of healer. Go with her. Get the healing. Get what you need. We're going to get our kicks with 616. You're on next. How are you, 616?
616.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Good. We love you on here, and I want to tease you. We won't get our kicks with you. We'll be gentle, but you're a little shy here or something.
Oh, I've been
missing a friend of mine. She's missing or abducted and leads have gone cold.
Oh, my God. Definitely get with me. You've got the individual. I don't mind doing it, and this is something I will do. If you send me a picture and you send it to psychicjethro@aol.com, just how it's spelled out, psychicjethro@aol.com, I will look with the energy because I'm feeling that there's something going on here. Do you mind? I need for permission to read you through her, so I need your name and then I need her name.
My name is Janet. And her name is Jessica.
And I'm feeling really sad here. There's something about someone that was around her that was trying to get her involved. The guy just showing me really clearly there's a person that was trying to get involved with her that she wanted nothing to do with or she was confused about.
Hearing that.
That's what I'm feeling. And to be personally here and over this, I definitely want to work with this. I'm feeling a lot of intensity around this. And I can honestly tell you there, thank you guys that are following the show. I love when you do that. You're making me crazy, so just keep on being crazy. We're going to talk, me and Janet here, real serious on this because, Janet, this person here with you and the energy, I want to make sure what I'm getting. But now talk to me a little bit about, I keep seeing, this looks like the coast. I'm seeing like the West Coast. I'm in Florida, but I'm seeing a different coast here.
It's the west coast of Michigan.
Oh, okay. I'm a little slow, so you got to work with me. I may eat a lot, and I'm a real friendly guy, but I don't know my geography. That's why I was used to smoke and actually get kicked out of school, so now I'll tell you the truth. What I'm seeing here with this coast and what I'm getting with the energy of it is very good psychic, just wasn't such a good kid. Sometimes I just got in trouble. What I feel with the energy in you and I see is this coast, and I'm feeling that this energy there, I'm on it. I'm feeling the energy and I'm sensing with it. I feel that there's some other people. There's some other people involved around this, and now the last time she was seen was, who were these other people? I keep seeing like a bunch of group of people.
Possibly her coworkers where she worked.
Okay. They kind of knew that she was real leery. There was stuff going on around her. I'm really upset with other people. When you guys feel or sense somebody's a little scary or crazy around someone, that's what the police are paid for. That's where we need to stand up. I feel like I'm getting this from there, Janet, but, you know, you said that's what you're inclined to believe, but you're feeling that, and I'm feeling it through there. They're showing me that I'd like to look at the picture and tell you, I'm going to tell you honestly what I feel and sense there, and I won't charge you anything. That makes me really upset when people are like, here, I'm in need, and someone's like, okay, $49.95, and I'll fix you. That isn't what this is about. I'll see what I can find there. But send me a picture of her privately. I will give you what I get. I am very good, as you know, if you've heard. But even more importantly, we're going to see what we can do because I'm hearing the guides are telling me that she was, like, very uptight, and there was this person. I keep getting this male person, and he's involved around this. I feel that they're... Everyone, she just is up and disappeared, and everybody's trying to find her, and it has to do with this male.
Right. She's been gone for over 100 days.
All right. And I keep seeing that coast. I keep feeling that coast, and I'm going to just say this over the air. That's where the trail leads, and I'm going to, you know, I don't want to give you apprehension, but I don't want to give you anything that's on. I want to make sure and look at the pictures because what they're showing me and what I'm feeling through there is very good with this. I've done this before. I usually go to the place for, you know, when I worked with the police because I need to touch something, feel something of hers. Send me the picture because I keep seeing that coast, and I keep seeing things there. I want to see where she is there, and we need to know. Do you also have a picture of this man? This man I'm not crazy about.
Do you get any initials? Because I have initials of J.A. I don't know if that means anything, but he was in love with the girl.
That's what I'm feeling. It's around that energy. I keep seeing him. He looks like he has a kind of a wide forehead. He has kind of short hair. He looks to me like he's, I would say... He wasn't a skinny man.
He was?
I don't feel he's real thin.
Okay.
And I'm what I'm seeing is I'm sensing the energy, and this is well, you're really making me work today, girl. I'm reading you through her to him. Woo.
Sorry.
And it's like, no, that's what, hey, you know, if I'm going to work, then get on off the radio, Jethro, if you don't want to be with it. What I'm feeling here and what I'm grabbing a hold of is they're telling me that this is happening. This man is not only involved around with this thing, but he also had some other things happening. I do feel that he was I'm not feeling real well. So I'm also getting some other impressions that he wasn't just infatuated with her. He had some insecurity issues. He had some other stuff. But they keep showing me him. I don't feel him really skinny. I feel him like, and you guys don't get offended with you guys. I'm 180 pounds. Everyone knows that my head's in the fridge. What I'm feeling here, I got people writing me. They always like critics. They're like, what are you saying about it? I was like, what I'm saying is I'm trying to describe it. What I'm trying to describe is the man is, I would say, about 195, maybe 200 pounds, because I don't feel I'm skinny, people. I'll tell you. You know, I feel that, you know, I used to be at 125, but this man's 180 pounds, and I feel like they're showing me some energy. Definitely get a hold of me, and I will do what I can there, and if I can help you. Now, the police are involved. Are they doing a watch? Is there any way you can send me, like, Facebook? You know, sometimes with that helps a lot more, too.
They have Facebook pages for her support, but as far as I know, they're not allowing any searches to be done. So I don't know if she's alive or not.
See, and this is where I understand some of the politics. In the same breath, they're full of cheesy sauce. Because what's happening here and what's going on is you've got an individual, and I agree with you. We need to be looking. I do feel there's something really crazy. That I wonder if this person isn't something there. I keep seeing these trees and stuff, so I am feeling something there, and I'm also feeling like this is like a secluded area. Now, I had an ex that's scary. She was like Misery. I'm sorry to say it, but I will say it on the air. She was like Misery. I definitely did not want to go anywhere with her. So we need to have someone check. If I ever disappear, you guys, you fight them. You say, put a psychic on the trail. I'll be sitting there going, send her here. My ex is here, and she's wanting to be nuts. I'm sorry to not help you too much on here, but I'm trying to give you what I've got. And I please know that my heart's out with you, and I will do what I can to help you. Send me a picture where I can really sit down. I'll do a meditation. I'll do an energy. I'll have Kay type it so you can read it, and I'll send it back to you and see what I can do, because this is horrible. I keep feeling like we need to find this place. I keep feeling like I can tell you, I keep seeing this coast. And you said Michigan, and I apologize. I had family up there, but I've never seen this coast before for me. I apologize. I thought it was part of one of California's or, you know, in that area. But what I keep seeing is this coast, and I keep seeing these trees, and I keep seeing this water.
Right.
And so I want to go from there with it. We're down to the last, Jenna. I love you. I hope I helped. Sorry I couldn't give you more.
Okay, I'll get the email sent out to you.
You rock, and know our blessings are with you. Definitely go on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a lot of group there. There's a lot of us other psychics. Pamela Cummings, our musical psychic, Amy Kavanaugh. Let's get some of these girls rolling. Let's get the psychic family to find your friends so we know what's going on. I mean, you bet whatever you want to bet, if it was one of us, we'd be on it. So definitely contact us there, and we'll see what we can do to help you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We're at the last of it. It's time to roll. Catherine, you got to come back. We didn't get to let you talk because Jethro wouldn't quit being a little radio hog.
No, you're great at what you do, Jethro. It's really absolutely amazing, and everybody's lucky to have you here. So
thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you. You're welcome. We're going to come back. That was Catherine DeVille. We're going to let her roll out the door. We got a few minutes left, and guess what? We're going to give away some of that stuff. You guys like those presents? Well, get ready. We've got some hematite bracelets with the saints on them, and they're cool saints. They're not those scary kind of saints that you see in places you go to that are on the road. I know you guys are teasing me. These are the cool rocka ones. Trust in me. So they're a hematite, which those of you who know that if you wear hematite, does not only need not to be cleansed, hematite works with your own energy to be able to balance energy to do work. We're going to be giving a couple of those away, and we're going to be giving away that key pearl necklace. And we're going to go to the emails, and those of you who went in on psychicsgonewild.com, we've got a lot of you. We're going to do the fourth one down, and I'm going to hit that, and that is Denise in Sedona, Arizona. You won yourself the necklace. Very good. Very positive. We're going to turn around and pick out a couple of the bracelets. We've got a bracelet winner was Michelle. Michelle in Illinois, you won your hematite bracelet. Oh my gosh, and I forgot to tell you, we've got a psychic reading. We got 90 seconds from Psychic Jethro. Would you like a $65 reading? Put your name in now. We're going to grab a hold of, man, we got a bunch of you wrote in. Let's go down here and look in this spot, 7892. Let's hit this. Bill Carlisle in California, you won yourself a half an hour reading a Psychic Jethro. Thank all of you guys for calling in. Remember, we keep track, you keep track. Call us back, 773-897-6631. If you get a chance, put on the site. You were good, you were Ginay. But please know, I really laughed last week. If I've read for you, I literally like that. But when you guys write on there and I psychically read that you're just writing me stuff that's cool too. So let's do that. Love all of you guys. Don't forget, I'm going to be in L.A. in September. If you get a chance, go to the Federation of American True Gifted Psychics. I'm going to be there, Patty Negri. We're going to teach you guys some things you've never known. It's going to be the most fun you've had. 3 days, 2 days of dancing, 2 days of work, a three-day weekend that's going to really make it a lot of jam-packed. So don't forget to tune in to the Federation of American Federation and get a hold of Patty Negri, PattyNegri, to get yourself a ticket to be there with Psychic Jethro, Jin Hee, Sun Hee. We're all going to be there. Don't you forget, it's going to blast. We got to go. I got to go. Love you all. We'll talk to you tomorrow.